Tuesday night, it's 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's on the left coast, if you were. It's time for the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405 Media. This is Tammy Jackson welcoming you to 60 minutes of sweet conservative inspiration. If you'd like to do so, you know the drill. Interact with comments and questions on Twitter during the show. I'll try to keep an eye on that. You can follow me at Tammy J, T-A-M-I-J. My first guest tonight is Jonathan Scruggs. Jonathan Scruggs serves as senior counsel and director of the Center for Conscience Initiatives with Alliance Defending Freedom. Y'all know that I just love, love, love Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF. In his role, Scruggs leads the team defending the constitutionally protected freedom of creative professionals to live out their faith in business and professional life without being subjected to government coercion, discrimination, or punishment. Since joining ADF in 2006, and we were talking during the break that it's been 12 years, that's a long time, John has worked on and prevailed in a variety of cases that protect the right of people to freely express their faith in their school, their business, and in the public square. Jonathan Scruggs, welcome to the Tammy Jackson Show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. I want to give a little bit of background, just in case there are any listeners, and I think most of my listeners know all about ADF, but just in case, it says on the website at adflegal.org, make note of that, and it's also linked in the show page, so I want to make sure everybody knows it's adflegal.org, and it says, "We've defended your freedom since 1994. The morning Alliance Defending Freedom was launched, Dr. Bill Bright told a story about a little boy who was lost in a wheat field. The townspeople frantically searched for the boy but could not find him. Finally, one of the searchers suggested that they all hold hands and walk together across the field. They found the boy, but sadly, not in time to save his life. One of the searchers lamented, 'If only we'd linked arms sooner.' Dr. Bright compared the town's story to the Christian community. The gathered Christian leaders, more than 30 founders of ADF, recognized that Christians, like the town, needed to unite in order to defend religious freedom before it was too late. And so, Alliance Defending Freedom was launched on January 31, 1994, to ensure that religious freedom did not share the same fate as the boy in the field." It really is an amazing, tremendous story about ADF, its founding with Dr. Bright, and all the other founders that helped launch this organization. That you have lawyers that are part of the organization, they're affiliated, not necessarily working for, but affiliated in every state in the nation, I believe. And these cases are taken pro bono, aren't they, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We represent all our clients for free because that just, you know, serves our mission of trying to keep the door open for the gospel.
Which is fantastic. I love how you put that, because a friend of mine, Hugh Hewitt, wrote a book called In But Not Of. And the whole point of his book was he really wanted to see young people who had a deep, abiding faith to get into positions of power. And he said, well, I want them to be lawyers and professors and in politicians and all these places of power. And he said, not because that's the most important thing in the world, but because those people in those positions of power can preserve our liberties that allow those who do the most important thing there is, which is touching the soul for all eternity, the freedom to do that. And I absolutely love that. So to me, ADF lawyers are the guardian of the freedoms that we have in America. some of the guardians. There are others around, but they're a good example that allow people to do what I think is the most important thing anybody can do, which, as you said, is to get the gospel out there. And this is no better example than that of Jack Phillips. His past case and current involves that mission and religious freedom. Jonathan, would you take us through the timeline of events from the request for Jack Phillips to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding and subsequent lawsuit to the escalation to the Supreme Court of the United States?
Yeah, for sure. It's been so long. It, you look back and think about how many years it's been. But in 2012, a same-sex couple came into Jack Phillips' cake shop. He serves all people, regardless of what they do, what they believe, but he just doesn't create all messages that violate his faith. So this same-sex couple came in and asked, hey, can you make me a cake, create me a cake to celebrate our same-sex wedding? Jack politely said, no, I can't do that, but I'll sell you anything in the store, from brownies or cookies, or design another cake for you. They left and eventually filed a complaint with the Civil Rights Commission in the state of Colorado. And effectively what that meant is they sued, and eventually the state sued, saying that Jack discriminated on the basis of sexual orientation. That went through the court system in Colorado, at the Colorado appellate court system. And eventually the Colorado court system ruled against Jack. And it's important that at the lower levels, particularly, the commissioners made various derogatory statements against Jack, against his beliefs, comparing his religious beliefs to those who supported the Holocaust, for example, just egregious statements.
Right.
And so that eventually went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we argued that case there and won. The Supreme Court ruled that Colorado was neither tolerant nor respectful of Jack Phillips' religious beliefs because of what they were saying to him, those egregious comments, but also because of the fact that they were applying the law inconsistently. So just a little bit more background, Colorado was allowing other cake designers to decline to create cakes with messages they disagreed with. A Christian went to some other bakeries and said, make me a cake that criticized same-sex marriage. Those bakeries declined, but Colorado said that was okay, yet they singled out Jack and said, hey, you've got to make this cake or you violate the law. And there are some egregious penalties to that, right? Like Jack had to re-educate his employees, many of them which were family members. He had to file documents repeatedly saying, like, these are the people, I'm complying with this law. And of course, he had to create the order that was issued said that he would have to create a cake that violated his court convictions. So the U.S. Supreme Court overturned all that, kind of a resounding victory. And you would think that that would be the end of the matter, right? You go to the Supreme Court, you win, life is great. But that's not the case at all. So on the same day that the U.S. Supreme Court issued its decision to accept the case, an attorney in Colorado called up Jack Phillips and said, will you make me a custom designed cake to celebrate my gender transition? And of course, Jack said, hey, I can't, or Jack's Masterpiece Cake Shop, where the bakery where Jack works, said, I can't do that. And so that just stood around and waited. That person filed a complaint, and nothing happened until about a month after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Jack. At that point, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission said that Jack violated the law again, a second time, by declining to create that second cake. So basically, the state of Colorado has ignored this U.S. Supreme Court ruling and has gone after Jack Phillips a second time.
Wow. Now, I want people to understand, Jack Phillips is a compassionate, humble, polite man. He's just amazing. He's declined to do many cakes for many different occasions that he believes violate his faith. And so, John Scruggs, that things such as divorce cakes, Halloween cakes, un-American cakes. He won't bake any or decorate any of those which violate his core convictions, will he?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that goes to the point of it's not about the who, it's about the what. It's not about who walks in the door, but what message he's asked to create. So another good example is people have called him, especially recently, and have asked to make cakes celebrating Satan and celebrating Satan's birthday.
Yeah.
And things along those lines. And he just says, hey, you know, I can't. There are a lot of messages I don't create for anyone. This is no different. But I think it does underscore that Jack is being targeted by people, right? People call him all the time, and that's what it looks like this lawyer did, right? Conveniently calling on the same day that kind of Jack's case hits the news and asks for this particular cake.
Right. Right. And I think people need to be aware that what is happening, I firmly, firmly believe that this is intentional, that they select people that they know have faith and a faith that they live. It's not just in name only. And they make requests that they know will be declined so that they can sue and establish precedent. It happens time and time again. There was a t-shirt company that says right on their website that we do all this to the glory of God. We're Christians. And the same thing happened to them. Homosexuals called the company, wanted them to make t-shirts for a gay pride event or something to that effect, and they declined politely. And not that they wouldn't sell them a t-shirt for other things, but they would not do that. And you could tell that they had selected this company on purpose because there were many other t-shirt companies in the area that could do the same thing, but they chose this one that had a Christian name in the corporate heading, and they had, you know, their mission on the website that for everyone to see. I think people need to know about Jack that everything I've heard, everything I've read about him, he is absolutely the most kind-hearted man, and he does what he does as carrying out the gifts he believes God gave him to serve people. He could be doing other things somewhere off in a studio somewhere painting pictures, but he does cakes to really bless and serve people. And weddings are very important to him, aren't they, John Scruggs?
Yeah, that's one of the pinnacles of what he does, right, is to handcraft and create these custom-designed wedding cakes that are often the centerpiece of a wedding, that you look at a wedding cake and you immediately say, there's a wedding, that wedding should be celebrated. And so to ask Jack to create that type of cake really would violate his core convictions. So that really applies, again, to this other cake, the second cake he's asked to make. It's a that you know, the lawyer called up and explicitly said, hey, I want this cake to celebrate my gender transition, and he wanted it to be blue and pink. Given the fact that the attorney who called explicitly said this, that, hey, I want this cake to celebrate, so there really can be no doubt of, you know, what message the cake celebrates, because the attorney asked for that specific message.
Yes.
And so that also would really violate Jack's faith. And, you know, just put yourself in Jack's shoes, right? Like, you've been through this litigation. You see your name in the media. He's received death threats. His family at some point was afraid to go back into the shop, right? And you think that your case is done, but no, this attorney calls up and looking very suspicious. But even more importantly, the state of Colorado, when they received the complaint from the attorney, could have easily said, hey, this is not something we're going to look into. But they didn't do that. The state doubled down and said, we think you violated the law and we're going to target you again, in effect.
Wow. Which leads me to believe that whoever is on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission has an agenda as well, and they're pursuing it. I will be back with my guest, Jonathan Scruggs, and we will continue talking about what's next for Jack Phillips in his case against the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. The Tammy Jackson Show is sponsored by Robar Companies. I tell you about them every week. I love, love, love this company. They are true custom firearms finishing shop. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona. You can find them online at robarguns.com. They're known for superlative gunsmithing and finishes, which also I've told you about recently includes Armor Lube. This is brand new. I want people to be tuned into this because this new coating is really going to blow away any other finishes you've ever seen or experienced. It's harder than diamonds. That's kind of hard to believe. It's proprietary. It's carbon-based. It has a natural graphitic lubricity, an extremely low coefficient of friction, less than 0.08. It's pretty amazing. I've also mentioned that Robar is right now doing some work on my Glock 19 Gen 3. Part of that will be Armor Lube coating. I'm going to give a full report after I hit the range with my Robar Enhanced pistol. Cannot wait to get it back. I should be getting it any time now, and I will be reporting back. So the bottom line is, if you need to give your worn firearm new life, or you have a new firearm that you really, really want to be perfected, check out robarguns.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
On the 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000, or something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
This is Tammy Jackson back with my guest, Jonathan Scruggs. If you're just joining the show, Jonathan Scruggs serves as senior counsel and director of the Center for Conscience Initiatives with the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. We're talking about Jack Phillips. Jack Phillips' case was interesting. A lot of you know the case and what it was. He owns Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado, and his case, Masterpiece Cake Shop, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, went to SCOTUS last year. In fact, John, I had Mike Ferris on my show, I think, the evening after the hearing in front of the Supreme Court. And that was really fun to go over everything then and just wait for this to come down. I knew it would be coming down in the early summer sometime. And something that Anthony Kennedy said I thought was very interesting, because justice for Jack became the catchphrase as Christians everywhere held their breath for this ruling. And during oral arguments for Masterpiece Cake Shop v. Colorado Civil Rights Commission in December 2017, Justice Anthony Kennedy declared that tolerance is essential in a free society. He added that by its crusade against Jack and Masterpiece Cake Shop, Colorado had been neither tolerant nor respectful of Mr. Phillips' religious belief. And James Gautry writes at the Daily Wire, Jack received the request for the transition celebration cake on June 26, 2017, the same day the media announced that the Supreme Court would hear Masterpiece. The request certainly appears to be a setup. Approximately 1 month later, Jack learned the attorney had filed a complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Division, which investigates complaints for the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And while the division and commission have demonstrated their ready willingness to harass Jack, both of these campaigns against Jack have been enabled by the self-appointed enforcers of tolerance. So for 6 years, Jack suffered and faced threats and government punishment simply because he runs a business according to his faith. Now we've got this latest lawsuit. Where does this lawsuit stand, and what is the timeline, John Scruggins?
Yeah, so it's really kind of two parallel tracks, right? As you noted before, this complaint has been filed in the Civil Rights Division, and that's going through that administrative process. The state of Colorado found what's called a probable cause determination saying, hey, Jack, we think you violated the law. So in response to that, what is Jack to do? He can only do what he's really been forced to, and that is file a lawsuit in federal court saying, hey, the state of Colorado is coming after me again. And this violates the first Supreme Court ruling, as you noted. So we filed that lawsuit, and we're hopeful to get a quick ruling. And the goal of that lawsuit is to put a stop to this religious targeting. Right. You noted at the beginning that Justice Kennedy made that statement about tolerance. Well, you know, the state of Colorado obviously didn't get the message, because rather than reevaluate its actions, it really did do something even worse by going after this man again. So we're hopeful that the district court judge will quickly rule in our favor. But if we have to take it to higher levels, to even the U.S. Supreme Court, that is something we are prepared to do.
So it starts out in the district court, and then would it go to the Colorado Supreme Court or directly to SCOTUS?
It would go to, in the federal systems, this is in federal court, it go from the district court to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and then to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay. Well, I don't know as much about the 10th Circuit. Is it as bad as the 9th Circuit?
Well, you know, I don't think anything is, let's just say this. The 10th Circuit has, I would think, more originalist justices than the 9th Circuit. We're hopeful. But I think in this situation, it's whatever your leanings of a judge, if you just look at the fact pattern, it would cause you pause and force you to say something's wrong here, right? This doesn't look like justice. When you got to go again and again up to the federal court system to protect your religious liberty.
Yes, yes. And it does look like he's being targeted. We've heard the term witch hunt a lot in the last couple years, but this feels like just that very thing. There's some facts. I saw some of the talking points. This latest round of harassment by the commission flies directly in the face of Jack SCOTUS victory and seeks to take him down for following his faith. ADF and Jack are going on offense and have filed a lawsuit against the relevant state officials. They must put an end to this harassment. Jack is facing a new complaint for declining to create a custom cake that expresses a message he would not communicate for anyone, something Colorado has repeatedly said other cake artists have the freedom to do. It's almost as if you can decline to create any expressive cake you want so long as your name isn't Jack Phillips. It is our hope that our lawsuit against the commission makes the message loud and clear that what the state is doing to Jack is unconstitutional harassment that must be stopped immediately. John Scruggins, Jack has really become the poster child for Christian artisans everywhere whose life work is an extension of their faith, using their God-given talent to serve people.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the funny thing is, you know, like, he's just such a normal guy. Obviously he didn't plan out in life to do this, right? He didn't plan to get sued the first time. He didn't plan to get accused of discrimination the second time. But it's just one of these things where sometimes God calls you to do things you don't expect. And he's really kind of standing up for his own rights, but also the rights of everyone. As the thing you read noted, it seems like everyone who doesn't share Jack's beliefs can turn down cakes, decline to create cakes. But people like Jack and people like him who share similar beliefs, they're the ones who get punished by the government. And the Supreme Court, that was the whole point of the Supreme Court's first decision in favor of Jack, is that the government can't target people like that. That goes to the core of what the First Amendment stops. And so it's just so I feel so bad for him, right? I mean, for him to get stuck through the system again. But, you know, he's so optimistic. He's hopeful. And so our goal is just to get him relief as quick as we can.
Yes. And something I'd like you to speak to briefly is, John Scruggs, this is what happens also when we have radical advocates using the judicial system to establish precedent and use the courts to impose tyranny, and what happens when we have activist judges who want to make law rather than interpret law.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really easy. It's a basic principle like that we talked about before, is that speakers, artists, should be able to decline to create messages that violate their beliefs. As long as they serve all people like Jack does, they should be able to choose the messages. And the funny thing is, we would say that principle should apply across the board, right? You shouldn't force a Democratic speechwriter to create a speech for a Republican candidate. Or you shouldn't force a gay web designer to create a website criticizing same-sex marriage, because that violates their beliefs. Well, all Jack is asking for is the same freedom, right? The same principles to apply across the board. That he shouldn't create art that violates his beliefs. You would think that would be a uniform principle that everyone could apply and say, hey, in a diverse, pluralistic society, we need to figure out a way to live with our differences, and that's an easy way to do it. You can speak your beliefs, I can speak mine, we can learn to tolerate each other. But that is just not what the state of Colorado has chosen to do.
Yep. Well, this is a great effort, and people everywhere will be cheering Jack on, will be praying for him. But I'm wondering if there's more they can do. I want to encourage everybody to click on the links in the show page that land on adflegal.org. Read about the case. Pray for Jack. And you may even want to partner with ADF by donating, because this is pro bono. They do this just to carry out the mission of keeping this country free for people like Jack and me and all of us that believe like him. There's something that's on the webpage that you'll see when you go there. There's a little pop-up that says, the government is harassing Jack again. It wants to make an example of him. We must stop him, help protect Jack's freedom and yours. There is a $2 million matching grant that will double your gift. I think that's a phenomenal opportunity, and I'd ask anybody if you're so inclined to take a look at it and maybe even give something. Jonathan Scruggs, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Oh, you bet. You're listening to the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. I'll be back on the other side of the break with author Misty Boyd. The Tammy Jackson Show is brought to you by Camera Security Now. Camera Security Now sells and installs surveillance and access control systems for businesses nationwide. A site-wide surveillance system is the most cost-effective way to provide instant access to all the visual information that's critical to your business. Camera Security Now can handle your largest surveillance projects. With upfront pricing on itemized quotes, remote access to your surveillance system with no monthly fees, and same-day virtual site visits, you can rest assured your security needs are in capable hands. For more information, visit CameraSecurityNow.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
To be fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
We are a bold and active voice for the unborn. We are Audio Girl Ministries, saving the lives of babies by helping moms in crisis pregnancies get past the crisis. How? Free ultrasound imaging so the woman can see the life she's carrying, and by supplying her with essential baby items, diapers, clothes, food, crib, car seat, all given with a loving and caring heart. Want to help? Log on to audiogirlministries.com and make a tax-deductible donation. audiogirlministries.com. Thanks.
This is an important message on carbon monoxide poisoning for people in hurricane-affected areas. Consumers need to be aware that portable generators, charcoal grills, and camp stoves produce carbon monoxide. At low levels, carbon monoxide can make people sick. At high levels, it can kill within minutes. Consumers should never use these products in or near your home or garage. Only operate them well away from buildings. During times of crisis, don't sacrifice safety. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hi, this is Frank Beard of ZZ Top for Rad. If you're out partying and drinking, and we all know that happens sometimes, please don't get behind the wheel. Give up the keys to a designated driver. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Children are...
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
You're on the the 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000, something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
The 405.
Shop Amazon. Support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
To be fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
We are a bold and active voice for the unborn. We are Audio Girl Ministries, saving the lives of babies by helping moms in crisis pregnancies get past the crisis. How? Free ultrasound imaging so the woman can see the life she's carrying, and by supplying her with essential baby items, diapers, clothes, food, crib, car seat, all given with a loving and caring heart. Want to help? Log on to audiogirlministries.com and make a tax-deductible donation. audiogirlministries.com. Thanks.
This is an important message on carbon monoxide poisoning for people in hurricane-affected areas. Consumers need to be aware that portable generators, charcoal grills, and camp stoves produce carbon monoxide. At low levels, carbon monoxide can make people sick. At high levels, it can kill within minutes. Consumers should never use these products in or near your home or garage. Only operate them well away from buildings. During times of crisis, don't sacrifice safety. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hi, this is Frank Beard of ZZ Top for Rad. If you're out partying and drinking, and we all know that happens sometimes, please don't get behind the wheel. Give up the keys to a designated driver. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Children are at greater risk than adults from contaminants carried by floodwater. Since they dehydrate faster, they need to drink plenty of fluids. If the safety of your water is in question, either use bottled water or bring tap water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute, and let it cool before use. You should also keep children away from mud and make sure they don't play with anything that may have become polluted by floodwater or sludge. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Shop Amazon. Support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out. Wrestling Mayhem Show right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Children are at greater risk than adults from contaminants carried by floodwater. Since they dehydrate faster, they need to drink plenty of fluids. If the safety of your water is in question, either use bottled water or bring tap water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute and let it cool before use. You should also keep children away from mud and make sure they don't play with anything that may have become polluted by floodwater or sludge. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out. Wrestling Mayhem Show right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
The 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000, something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
You're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press
1. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel this
to listen to
can do. After all I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then. I will keep. Took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
Everybody, this is Tammy Jackson. I am now joined by my guest, finally, Misty Boyd. We're having a little trouble getting connected, but we found her. I'm so excited. Misty Boyd was born in August of 83 with spina bifida, the same birth defect as her main character, Carissa, in her novel, Carissa's Law. And this book is linked on the show page. I think you'll really enjoy reading this book. Misty's parents were told that she would not live through the night, and if she did, she would be mentally and physically challenged and dependent on others her entire life. They were told she would never walk, talk, or feed herself. She would only sit in a wheelchair and be dependent on them for her every need. Her parents were given the option to withhold feeding, of all things, and let her die, an option they deemed wholly unacceptable, and Misty was medically treated at a different local hospital. I would say those doctors were wrong. Misty Boyd, welcome to the Tammy Jackson Show.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. Your story is so amazing. I'm firmly pro-life. I told you this ahead of time, and I really believe every child is a gift from God and should be allowed to live. We look at the staggering numbers of children killed via abortion since Roe, about 60 million. It's heartbreaking. And there are times when doctors try to say that a child will have Down's or spina bifida, and the purported humane thing to do is to abort the baby. But the parents I know, Misty, would say that, for instance, with the Down's kids, which is a big deal with a lot of the proponents of abortion, the parents I know that have Down's kids say that they are the sweetest children and absolute joy and blessing. But furthermore, doctors can be wrong. They can say these things are going to happen, but you don't know.
Absolutely. Yes, they can absolutely be wrong.
As you would have to say. I should mention that former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop, he co-authored with Christian apologist Dr. Francis Schaeffer, Whatever Happened to the Human Race. They were talking about abortion, and he said, my 36 years in pediatric surgery, I have never known one instance where the child had to be aborted to save the mother's life. There's a lot of false assertions going on around there. If people are wondering what spina bifida is, as written at the Mayo Clinic, spina bifida is a birth defect that occurs when the spine and spinal cord don't form properly. It falls under the broader category of neural tube defects, and there's kind of a whole range of it. I'd like to ask you, Misty, how were your early years? Did you have to go through surgeries? Was it not as severe as they had anticipated? Or tell us how that went.
Well, technically, by all medical records, I am a worst-case scenario.
Wow.
Of spina bifida. I have the absolute worst form that you can possibly have. I had two surgeries right off the bat, one to close my back, and because the spinal cord not closing, it's also protruding outside of your skin in a lot of cases. So they
right.
have to put everything kind of back into you and then close the skin over top. And what that typically does is causes a condition called hydrocephalus, which is Latin for water on the brain.
Yes.
Your spinal fluid basically collects inside your brain. So after I had my back closure, I had to have a shunt placed. That's a tube that goes
right.
inside of my brain to suck off the spinal fluid and empty it into my abdominal cavity. So two surgeries within just a couple of days, and then lots of physical therapy to get me up and walking. And, the doctors predicted that I would never walk, but at about 3 years old, I decided that I would.
Oh, that's marvelous. It's such an amazing story. And your book echoes your story. The synopsis of your book, 18-year-old Carissa Schultz hangs between childhood and adulthood while trying to navigate college, her health, and her growing independence. She feels a calling on her life to change things for the generation following her. Born with a severe birth defect called spina bifida, Carissa has already overcome many challenges in her life, but she can find it in herself. But can she find it in herself to follow her calling and keep her health in check while Isaac, a young man with dreams and ambitions of his own, is competing for her attention? Now, they say you should write about what you know, Misty. In this case, you really have. Does Carissa's life parallel your own?
In a way, it does. She also has spina bifida, obviously, so I know a lot about spina bifida and how to create a character around that particular birth defect. And what I've done is I've kind of taken myself and my experiences and the experiences just in general as a person with spina bifida might go through and made a character that I hope that you will love and that you will see her and say, she deserves a life. Like, I love her. I can't imagine, you know, that anyone would want to kill her.
Yes. Yes. And full confessions here. I typically get books way in advance and I read them before I have the authors on. I went ahead and got the book on Kindle so that I could start reading it. And I haven't finished it, but it is a real easy read. It sucks you in right away and touches your heart. And I think people are really going to enjoy this. And I'm going to enjoy finishing the book because I love the premise of the book. But it's not just the premise. The character is great, Carissa. And she makes you laugh. She sucks you in to what she's going through. through, but she doesn't, it's not that you feel sorry for her. You're laughing with her and you're thinking of the fact that she's dealing with stuff and being brave and all that good stuff in this one character. It reminded me of, I was reading a little bit where your favorite motivational phrase was "do it afraid." Where does that come from, Misty?
Well, I was actually kind of new into church and Christianity, and I had decided to switch over churches to something that fit me a little bit better, and I went to a church that couldn't have been my church home. It was too far away, but I went with a friend, and I was afraid of, you know, where am I going to go? What church home am I going to land in? I'm homeless right now. And the entire sermon was about, you know, if God has told you to move, if God has told you to do something, even if you're afraid, do it afraid. And so I did. And that's honestly just been kind of the theme for my life. I'm doing this afraid right now, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, you're doing fantastic. All you have to do is be yourself and people will love that. Something else that's a fact about you that people should know, you're really patriotic. Memorial Day is a big deal for you. Why is that, Misty?
Well, if you look at the generations of my family, all of the generations of my family have given themselves to the military. I obviously can't. I'm partially paralyzed. Military won't take me. They laugh. But all of my family has been in the military. My father was in Vietnam. My brother was a Marine, is a Marine. You're never not a Marine.
Exactly.
He served in Iraq. And I'm very proud of all of the men and women in my family that have been part of the military. And if they would take little handicapped girls, I would be in 100%, but they tend to not want to carry you on their backs, you know?
That's, oh my goodness. But I'm with you there. I've people in my family that have served, and I've just always loved our military. Oh my goodness. We brought you on late, so we're running out of time a little bit, but I did want to mention, first of all, that you have a hedgehog. What made you get a hedgehog?
Because I'm crazy. And I saw one online. I saw a picture of one. And I was telling my husband, I just have to have these cute little things. Have to. And you know, they are the meanest little things you've ever seen in your life.
Oh.
They're covered in needles.
Yes.
They're covered in needles. And they will bite you and hiss at you until they decide, oh, she's not going to eat me. And then they'll just lay in your lap and snuggle with you, and it's the sweetest.
Oh,
and so
my
I've
goodness.
Owned two now, and I think I'll always have one.
Oh, know? My goodness.
They're that just the greatest.
That is so cute. I've never heard of such a thing. Now you've educated me on hedgehogs. They do look kind of cute. You and your husband have been married 10 years. That's fantastic. We're running out of time. In your bio, it says she's married to a supportive husband and is an incurable lover of Jesus and hedgehogs. That's okay by me. I want to encourage everybody to go on the show page. I've got Carissa's Law linked. You can get the book, get copies for yourself, plenty of time to get copies for Christmas because it's an excellent story. It will touch your heart and it will probably change your worldview. Misty Boyd, I'm sorry it was abbreviated tonight, but thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Good. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. The Tammy Jackson Show on the 405 will be back next week with more great guests. Until then, don't be silent. Let your voice be heard because we have a country to save.
I cut my teeth on the back of an old church pew. I learned to walk in the ways of light and truth. And I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preach what I should and I should not do. And the choir sang. Ooh. 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 Try
tried to be a good boy, but I ain't a boy no more. I've seen some things that a man just can't ignore, and this world's gonna see what I'm standing for. I've kept my peace, but I can't hold my tongue anymore.